Bernie Sanders CNN Town Hall. Audience stacked with political insiders. BSDMS. And he still had the audience cheering Bernie. Bernie. Washington, D.C. On Monday night, Senator Bernie Sanders, who is running for president in 2020, did a town hall on CNN. Viewers were told by CNN a little bit about what the people asking the questions do for a living, but, did CNN fail to disclose to everyone about those people's political ties, and was CNN aware of it? This is an unethical thing for CNN to do, and it has been known to do so in the past, including CNN's attacks on Medicare for All. In this article, I will describe these persons' political ties. Please keep in mind that these people asked substantive questions. They should not be harassed, and I don't believe they were out to get Bernie Sanders. CNN, however, seems to be out to get Bernie Sanders. CNN chose Washington, D.C. as the location, curated the questions that were to be asked, and is already the highest donor to Kamala Harris when this campaign season started. We at Bernie Sanders' dank meme stash do not condone the harassment of these individuals who asked the questions, and ask that you do not harass them. These findings were originally discovered by this unrolled Twitter thread. Bernie Sanders CNN Town Hall questioners. Shadi Nasab. Nasab was identified as a student by CNN, however, it has been discovered that she is a public policy intern at lobbyist firm Cassidy & Associates located in Washington, D.C. Taking a closer look at Cassidy & Associates' financial partners, we find that it would not favor Bernie Sanders as president. Tara Ebersole. Ebersole was introduced by CNN as a former biology professor. However, her LinkedIn profile reveals that her current job description is Chair, Baltimore County Democratic Party, and has been since 2016. Looking into this further, her husband was involved with Hillary Clinton's Leadership Council located in Baltimore, during 2016. Abina McAllister, we were told by CNN that she is just an active Democrat. However, this is much less of a description compared to finding out she is actually the Charles County Democratic Central Committee's chair, according to her being described by the committee. Yoonjung Seo, CNN referred to Seo as a student at the George Washington University. However, her LinkedIn profile says she is also working for the Katz Watson Group, which is a fundraising and consulting outlet. The Katz Watson Group did work for the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign called Ready for Hillary. Michelle Gregory, simply referred to by CNN as a Maryland voter. However, a Google search revealed that she is much more active in politics than merely voting. Kioma Iwoha, the question asked to Bernie Sanders about reparations for African Americans was given by an Aspen Institute alumni. Iwoha was identified as working for a nonprofit, but that nonprofit is the Capital Partners for Education, whose board of directors include executives at Booz Hamilton and the Carlyle Group. Iwoha's aunt worked for President Bill Clinton as Secretary of Labor also. Troy Dante, Prestwood, identified by CNN as a community organizer, but is actually the founder and CEO of Prestwood PR. Prestwood PR is located in Washington, D.C., which would make people wonder who they represent, perhaps opponents of Senator Sanders. Prestwood's position at Prestwood PR is listed on his LinkedIn profile, along with the title of Public Relations Executive and Chair of Advisory Neighborhood Commission 8A for the District of Columbia. Jacqueline Smith, introduced by CNN as a circuit court clerk, but it has been revealed that she is heavily involved in local politics. She also contributed to Tim Kaine's campaign, which is a Hillary Clinton connection. Nikita Kachru. Little is known about Kachru besides that she is an employee for a nonprofit, but judging by the looks of this list, there may be something behind that as well. Kachru asked Senator Sanders why he prefers socialism over capitalism. The first thing Sanders replied to her with was, democratic socialism, right? Kachru, yes. We're to believe that CNN supposedly chose these people, at random, to ask Bernie Sanders questions. Another reminder that we at Bernie Sanders' dank meme stash do not condone harassing these people, and ask that you do not. There were also misinformed questioners. But again, CNN has been known to do such unethical things in the past, including leaving out crucial context in its attack on Medicare for All. Will the 2020 primary election be rigged against Senator Sanders just like in the 2016 primaries? Or, will Sanders overcome it all this time and take his place in the White House by utilizing his diverse, colorful, and Dream Team presidential campaign staff? Kyle James Lee, BSDMS. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.